Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. You don't have to play in this space anymore.
Yeah.
Ever. Not one more day. The only thing that you want and the only thing that they want is love. It's just presence. So if you only have three things to say and they're the same three things every day, because you're going to teach people how to shoot this thing with your camera, or you have this one thing that you do in the morning and you just like to say it over and over again, it doesn't matter. They really just want the presence and they really just want to connect. And you don't have to go live every day and talk every single day. I don't go live every day. I don't post about my life every single day. I usually post something every day to connect with people because I enjoy that. I really do like to pour in. Sometimes I post something funny that I screenshotted, or sometimes I post a clip of me talking, or sometimes I post a picture of something or something I care about in the world. That's it. Like, I don't necessarily go live every day and talk. That doesn't feel like something I feel like I have to do. But when you're in the launch, I love launching because I'm totally free, because I know what everybody wants. They just want to be in presence. That is such a phenomenal, it's a phenomenon to see someone present with no scripts and no agenda. Like when I used to do these showcases when I was in the music business and I would have to perform for like an hour for like record label executives, and I would get really nervous for like a few days before, it would like dawn on me, wait a minute, at the end of the day, why am I hoping that this works out? It's like, because I want to do this. Why do I want to do this? Because I feel like I enjoy it. Oh, so if I'm not having fun tonight at this showcase, there's no point. Like I should have fun. Because if I'm not having fun, why would I want to get paid to do this all the time to not have fun? Like, that makes no sense. So I would remind myself that it doesn't matter if I forget the words, and it doesn't matter if I like miss a note on the piano, like none of that matters. Like, just, this is like, just have fun. And then it wouldn't matter at all. Like, if I played the songs out of like the set list, or I started like an octave lower, like nobody cared at all. Like, it never mattered. And I was so excited that like I had fun, like I was present, like I showed up for it, like I enjoyed it. And then that was my experience, right? So it's like, you're doing a launch right now. It's your Tuesday. I hope you like it. This is your day. This is your day to enjoy it, right? And I think there's a part of us that when we're launching something, we feel deep down and not so deep down, that like at the end of the day, we're doing something wrong and someone's going to be upset because it's all leading to a sale. It's all leading to an offer. It's all leading to that. And the next time you go to the mall, I want you to look at the faces of the people walking around. They're really happy to be there. Like, people love to buy things. Like, we just love it. It's like our favorite thing to do. And why is because when we walk through the mall, we feel abundant. Even window shopping, like we like, my kids and I were in Pasadena yesterday for something, and we walked past the Tesla shop, and my kids are like, can we go sit inside the Teslas? And I'm like, yeah, like I don't need a new car at this moment, but like they enjoyed it so much because it's so fun. It's just so fun to like be there. And there's not one person in that store who's like, I just stopped in. I'm sure you hear this at least once an hour, but you guys are fucking assholes and you should never sell this car and it's way too expensive and you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, I don't think that ever has happened to them. Like, I don't think the salespeople are like, every day, like we get a bunch of people coming in. Like, people are excited that they're there. Like, they love it. Like, it's like amazing. Like, great. Like, make something really, really out of this world. Literally. It's cool. You know, people are appreciative of it. The only reason you would think you're doing something wrong and you would feel bad on a launch level, I'm just talking now launching, is because you really buy into their scarcity. And if at the end of the day, if you were to like turn to me and say, to be honest, I don't really feel like people have a lot of potential. And to be honest, I don't think anyone's going to be able to make any money because money is really a scarce resource. And really, the only people who make money are lucky. And really, I know that money doesn't come from our creativity. It comes from like bullshitting people. And these people, I can't really bullshit them. And they're not really equipped to be bullshit artists. So let's be all honest. They're not going to come up with much. But I feel, me, the way that I look at the world, is that people are sitting on a massive amount of potential, creativity, and energy. And the other side of that is an infinite amount of a feeling of abundance, which is an infinite amount of opportunities, which is an infinite amount of collaboration, and an infinite amount of ways in which they start to recalibrate to every single day of their life. And what winds up happening is mesmerizing. And people who didn't even graduate from high school, or people who didn't even know that they were going to wind up in this sector, wind up like getting into the culinary arts or getting into this or helping this person solve this problem. And like, we're all designed that way. Like, we are fascinating and incredible. So whenever I'm launching something, or whenever I'm anywhere, actually, I'm always like holding up that mirror, like truly with everything in my being, I'm trying to hold a mirror for you of really what's here and just reorient you to life as it actually is. And every gem and every goodness and every blessing is on the other side of us setting down this narrative that we have nothing but the predictable life that we woke up to yesterday. And if we set that down, wow, like we'd actually enjoy so much. And that is abundance. And next thing you know, like that manifesting is really not about making a wish list for Christmas. It's really about feeling amazing. Because when your vibe is super high, you literally attract the highest vibes because you are that. And then every table you sit at and everywhere you go, you just like bounce through the world like Zooey Deschanel, like walking through Paris, where like she winds up like meeting a bunch of people, and she's like a day in the life of like someone who's bouncing around with a good vibe. It's just like such a trip. It's amazing, right? So we're just not on that vibe. We're just not vibrating there. So when I'm launching, I'm just so excited to like see how many of these, like, it's like walking through the Emerald City before it turns into color and it's black and white. And you're like, how many of these things can I like love into life today? How many of these things can I like walk by with a little bit of a signal? And they go, this has all been here all along. Like, this is inside of me. Like, I am the ruby slippers. Like, yeah, of course you are, right? So yeah. This is like why I love launching. I just like being visible for other, like for the benefit of like having that like tuning session with other people. So that's really what people want. So the real deal is when you tune into that every single day and you're like, ah, this is the jam right here. Yeah, you'll be unhinged. You'll have fun. It won't really matter that you know what you're about to say. And then you'll remember like, oh yeah, I have these three things that I always talk about, and you'll talk about them. But it will be in the energy. It'll be in your presence. It'll be in the way in which you are connecting that people will be like, I don't know what it is about her. I just felt a shift. I just felt more oxygen. I just felt relaxed. I just felt excited. I just felt creative. I just had 1,000 ideas come through me all of a sudden. That's how powerful energy is. Like literally it exists. It's moving through the room. It's entering the room before you do. Your energy is like so powerful. So it's like, turn it on, let it work for you. And then you keep calling other people into like more broadband, give them more Wi-Fi bars, like see what happens to them when they start to be around that. And we all are doing that for each other in so many different ways. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.